guys. Welcome back to Board Draw, episode 130. The Premier League is coming to a fast end.
You know what?
Why you confess?
In terms of Premier League, can't end soon enough, in my opinion.
Really?
I know. What is there?
I mean, you still got the race for top for Champions League.
The race for Champions League is okay.
You've got race for Europe. You've got,
but apart from that, like titles done.
Titles done.
We'll talk relegation's about Liverpool. Done. Relegation's done.
Yeah, I mean,
and we said this on the pod. Bring on Champions League.
Yeah,
we will dabble a little bit in the Champions League at the end of the video. Arsenal looking good. We'll talk about that as well. I don't think
sometimes
we've had a pod.
Good. Sometimes it's
don't think we've had a pod since the
no
biggest Arsenal dub this side of the decade, probably. I don't know.
It's got to be up there.
Yeah, maybe.
It's got to be up there.
But let's start with the Premier League. Got a few games here that I want to talk about. Let's start with
the early kickoff.
Yeah, the early kickoff. Manchester City versus Crystal Palace.
20 minutes in, you're thinking this could be a bloodbath.
Well, Crystal Palace, I think, haven't lost a game since like mid-Feb. They're on a bit of like a push up the league. They're in the semi-final of the FA Cup. Yeah. So they're having a bit of a renaissance at the end of the season with Oliver Glasner. But
I
don't know what happened in this game.
Well, their last game, I think they went down to 9 men for the last like couple of minutes. Mark Gay getting sent off.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Was it Eddie and Kessier as well?
Oh, yeah.
So, but they started this game. Obviously, Abera Eze getting on the score sheet. Mm. They had Chris Richards as well getting on the score sheet.
For the first, like you said, the first 20, 25 minutes, they were just cutting Man City apart.
It was like a hot knife through butter.
And like, I kind of saw it coming because Man City lined up with a midfield of Kovacic and Gundo.
Yeah.
And Kev had a good game, but Kovacic, Gundo and Kev?
Yeah.
There's no legs there anymore, mate.
They had O'Reilly as well. It was a weird team.
I
was looking at Man City lineup, sorry, and I was like, there's like no killers in that team.
No, apart from Kev, who turned it on later in the game, you used to look at Man, and we've said this so many times on the pod this season, you used to look at Man City, it'd be world-class player.
Looking like...
In world-class form. But now they might have a couple of world-class players.
But no one's
in form. Luckily, Kev turned it on and a couple of the young Gs look good. But yeah, for the first 20, 25 minutes, there was this problem where Kovacic and Gundo...
They just didn't know where to be.
And then that O'Reilly guy, I like him, but he was pushing up too high at the start of the game. And Ismaïla Sarr was just...
Cooking
him.
It was too easy for Palace.
Oh, mate, the first 25 minutes, you know, it could have been a bloodbath.
They're having a couple of attempts on goal and they're converting. Mm. Then they had a third goal disallowed.
Yeah.
Tight margins. But then the game just turned on its head.
Semi-automated offside made an appearance
Love
this weekend.
It.
Yeah, it was
fantastic. Although still taking fucking far too long.
Yeah.
How is it semi-automated and then we're still having to draw the lines?
Yeah, these donuts are still figuring it out quicker than the semi-automated.
It's mated. It's absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, it's that third goal, the third goal that wasn't to be, something clicked inside Kev, mate.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going out sad.
Yeah, I'm not going to the MLS off the back of this. So he turned it on. I mean, Marmoush got on the score sheet again, I believe.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about... Marmoush and a couple of the youngsters in McAtee and O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Basically, a grander thing is, obviously Man City have been shit this season. But is there a bit of a glimmer of hope going into next season?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, glimmer of hope is that Rodri will be back playing football.
I didn't even mention that in my notes here. I forgot about Rodri. Kind of forgot he existed.
That is the glimmer of hope.
Yeah, yeah. I actually kind of forgot that Don existed.
You've got to hope that he comes back and just fixes all your problems.
Yeah.
And he might do. And I can see a partnership with him and like Gonzalez like doing quite well.
Gonzalez.
Yeah,
I've seen their links in the summer market to Bruno G. Rodri and Bruno G could be tasty.
Yeah, I think you've got to take the Newcastle approach. Just pack your team out with fucking units.
Mm. It's all about physicality.
Mate, that Newcastle team, even when they're playing shit, they sometimes just get goals because they just boss the midfield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like their players are just bigger than everyone else's.
Mm.
And I think that's what City had when they had a back line of like Akanji, Ake, Diaz and Stones. Like you'd had four centre-backs, effectively. Yeah. And then you'd have one of them moving to the midfield. So you had them and Rodri.
That's Arsenal now, will I?
Yeah, just get big boys.
But O'Reilly, he's a big boy. He looked good.
Yeah, he was good. I thought McAtee. I look at McAtee and I'm like, would you start for like West Ham?
Probably not. And that's kind
that says it all.
That kind of says a lot about Man
and
City.
And I don't think he's a bad player.
Because they lost boys like Cole Palmer and Rodgers because their team was so stacked at that point in time that they had to let these guys go. Now, their team is so bad that these guys would walk into the Man City team and start. So, yeah, it's kind of a dire situation where, I don't know, it's all their players that were world-class that were keeping out these young stars a hit like a OAP level at the same time. They need to get rid of Kev. They need to get rid of Gundo. Probably Kovacic. Probably John Stones is too injury prone to stay in the team.
Yeah, they can, them and their brethren in red in Manchester all need a big clear out of summer.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a hecky transfer window because last year's transfer window was kind of dead.
Yeah. And Jan was dead as well, yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a hecky one. Maybe the cycles might be working in favour of spending big. Who knows? But Omar Mamouche,
I think he's so good.
I think he's so. Since he joined, only Salah scored more goals than him in the Premier League.
Isak?
No, I think Mamouche.
I back it. Mamouche, I think it's quality. And does that spell the end for one Philip Walter Foden?
What a triple name of him.
Because he's already stinking it up. And now you've got a Don that's coming. Not necessarily position for position, but they do play pretty similar positions.
Yeah, but
and when Haaland gets fit again, you're always going to play Haaland.
That homegrown player.
Mate, I'd bin Foden off, mate. Send him to the MLS.
But, I mean, if you're going to lose probably Grealish this summer...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't lose everyone.
True, but if there's one team that can afford to lose everyone and replace everyone, it's probably Man City.
Yeah, that's true. But Mamouche has been a great signing. And I think he might fall into the trap where they don't... Because he's good, he's everywhere, capable in many positions. He might be sort of seen as a utility man, when really, I think he's... He probably... Be careful how I word this. He may be more cohesive to the team than Erling Haaland.
Yeah, I back it. I think he's so good. Like you say, he's got a bit more in his bow than Haaland.
But is this maybe like Julian Alvarez V2?
Oh.
The second experiment.
It's actually a great shout, you know.
Because Alvarez, to be honest, I didn't think it went that badly.
No, I think it went really well. They sold him for 100 mil.
So yeah, Julian Alvarez V2, bring him in. Maybe he can work without Erling Haaland. He can work with Erling Haaland. Mm. He offers you a little bit of versatility. He could play out on the left-hand side. Could probably do a job on the right. Mm. So, it's sort of what you're seeing in football now, is teams don't really want to just buy a player for a position.
No.
They need to fit the system, perform a role, not fill a position.
I back it. I think he's a quality signing. A couple of other rumours I've got here for Man City in the summer. Florian Wirtz is a De Bruyne replacement.
I think you're going to have to go big, though.
I think they are going to go big.
But how are you going to get him? You're going to get... Who's the other geezer you said?
Bruno G is a Gundo replacement.
That's 100 million.
And then other names...
200 million there.
That are touted. They spent 200 million in Jan.
That's true.
I think they're spending 300 easy this summer. Yeah. Other names being touted, Adam Wharton and Jared Branthwaite.
Can't see. I don't know.
Those are the four biggest names on the... I did a little transfer rumour, Google. That's all I saw.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, but...
Let us know in the comments down below, Man City fans, who you are not this summer window.
I wonder if we'll see Oscar Bob maybe return.
He
came in towards the end of this game. He's had a horrendous time with injury. He got injured in the Community Shield, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he looked really good before that. He was really good in that game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there is still a lot of talent, obviously, at City. I mean, look at some of the players they got on loan. Your namesake, Mr. Peroni on loan.
Is he that guy? Yeah,
I think he's playing for Como. I don't think he's that guy, but your namesake is on loan. But yeah, there's a lot of talent around City. They've got the best manager in the world, let's be real.
Will he still be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, probs. Will they still be in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, probs. It's going to be sad that this is going to be brushed on the carpet. Right, we mentioned the other end of Manchester, Manchester United. They travel to Carabao Cup winners. I kind of thought Newcastle would just kind of check out after they won the Carabao.
Because
I feel like a lot of next season rides on them getting Champions League. Because if I don't get Champions League, fucking Isak will be gone. Bruno G will be gone. Maybe Tonali will mention he's either going to be gone gambling or gone bigger team.
Mate, have you seen that? Apparently, there's like another rumour that he's been...
done for gambling again, which is jokes because he's come back into this Newcastle team
and he's been so good.
Probably the best player in the team. Like, I know Isak's that guy,
yeah,
but like
He just does everything.
Newcastle were at like a level at the start of the season. As soon as Tonali got back, probably one of the top three teams in the league.
I genuinely think that Newcastle midfield might be the best midfield in the Premier League.
They've got a bit of everything. Like Tonali plays the deepest, but
he gets forward.
He's scores physical, today.
He crunches tackles. Yeah. Technically proficient. Fantastic range of passing. Gets goals. Gets big head on everything.
Bruno G. Techie.
Techie, man.
Dictates the play. Also got a bit of bite about him.
And your Linton, man.
What guy?
Mate, he is a unit.
Oh, mate, he's a bulldozer. Presence.
I mean, you saw for the goal, again, where Bayinde's just terrible pass out. Like, just couldn't clear John Linton's big fat head.
Yeah, no, I back it. They're three world-class players that that Newcastle need to keep. And so, like I mentioned, I thought they'd check out after winning the League Cup. Nah, they're on a push for Champions League football because if they don't get it, could look techie.
Well, I think, like, you're looking at that team, Tonali, Bruno G, maybe John Linton, Anthony Gordon, Alexander Isak, four players who probably walk into every team in the Premier League.
Facts.
Every team in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, Newcastle obviously have come on a long way under Eddie Howe and under their new ownership.
I mean, they're doing it with the back four consisting of Dan Burn and Fabian Scher. No disrespect to them.
Mate, they're quality.
But they're not exactly like your Champions League.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, if these players don't get Champions League football, bigger teams will come calling.
100%.
And so Newcastle, it is actually a big deal for them to get Champions League football. It looks like they probably will get it.
Yeah,
they're on
a bit of
a push now.
I can't see them losing all of them.
No, oh God, not all of them.
I mean, it's transfer window where they lost Isak, Gordon, Bruno G and Tonali would be up there with the biggest howl of transfer window of all time.
I think they'll probably lose Isak for sure.
Maybe another one.
And I think they'll probably, if they don't get Champions League, lose
Bruno G. Or Gordon.
But we mentioned Gordon. He's not even starting at the moment because Newcastle got two fucking bagsmen on the wings at the moment. Harvey Barnes and Jacob Murphy. Mm. We mentioned Newcastle a couple of weeks ago when they won the Carabao
Cup.
Spoke about Jacob Murphy, Dan Burn, Sean Longstaff, kind of these utility players. Harvey Barnes is another one of them.
Yeah.
How are Harvey Barnes and Jacob Murphy like the best wing combo in the Premier League right now?
Well, they're fortunate that Anthony Gordon got stupidly sent off, didn't he, where he missed the Carabao Cup final
and then got injured
and missed two games, I think.
Yeah.
He was suspended until this weekend. Yeah, he's I don't know, Harvey Barnes has always been good. It's Harvey Barnes, ooh, you know. He's making grown men make noises like that.
Come on.
For a long time.
No, I think Harvey
he's
Barnes.
He's direct. We said it at Leicester, he's in that echelon where he's good enough to play for like national team. He's good enough probably to play for a competing Europa League team.
Yeah, and some.
But it's the consistency over a Premier League season which separates you from doing that to being a world-class winger. Mm. It's consistency which separates the goods from the greats. So, you know, being able to do it over the course of a season, same maybe with Jacob Murphy. I mean, perhaps not being utilised in that position his whole Newcastle career. Clearly, we've seen a similar thing with Miguel Amaron, though. Like, he had a purple patch where he looked like the best player in the world.
It's true, but this has seemed to go on longer than Miguel Amaron's.
But maybe these players are just getting the respect they deserve. And maybe it's just off the back of, you know, winning breeds confidence. They're riding
confidence,
this high of
good coaching. Maybe
Carabao
we aren't giving enough kudos to Eddie Howe and his team. Yeah. Jason Tindall was on the touchline for this game because Eddie Howe was ill.
Yeah,
Jason Tindall, we should stop taking the piss out of him. Because he is a weird guy. He always seems to get involved. But maybe he's actually like a top coach.
And St. James's Park just seems like the place to be in the Premier League right now.
Yeah, vibes are
they
high.
They seem higher vibes than Liverpool.
Newcastle, Bordeaux coming up north.
Yeah, I love Newcastle, man.
Yeah, come on.
Proper team.
Right, Man United on the other hand. That is another loss for them. I think it's 14 losses this season.
Oh, wait, let me just confirm. That's horrendous. It's so bad.
They sit on -7. And they are, I think it's now confirmed that this is their worst ever Premier League season in the Premier League era.
I mean, them or Spurs could easily finish 17th.
Spurs, both of these teams are so lucky that the relegation battle is so bad because they actually could have got relegated in any other year.
You know, you see, I saw Bruno Fernandes coming out after this game saying, we've proven we can play with the best. We beat Liverpool and, or sorry, we compete against Liverpool. We beat City. You're thinking like, but you actually been better off beating the teams around you.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, taking points off either of them is one thing.
Yeah.
But at least you can take points off your rivals.
Trading those 6 points against Liverpool and City for 12 points against some relegation fodder.
It's mental. Yeah. Their big game is Thursday night.
Mm. Lyon.
Lyon, currently 2-2. And it's very similar to Spurs, who we might talk
Frankfurt,
about.
Frankfurt, yeah. I haven't actually got anything other than the UCL. Because those dodgy leagues don't mean anything to me anymore.
I mean, both those teams, bad result on the weekend, but Thursday night will dictate the rest of their season.
Yeah.
If one of them goes on and wins that trophy, you will see how fickle football is. Because none of the season will matter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Especially with Spurs fans. Wallahi, if Ange gets a trophy.
Mate, you might finish 17th, yeah, and be in the Champions League.
That's mad. But yeah, Man United, terrible. We said last week they just need a big old rehaul. Rehaul? Yeah, rehaul. Rehaul? Is rehaul a word? Let's know.
I know what you mean. Like a rework of the team.
Yeah.
Rehaul.
Yeah. Just absolutely stumbled me. Stink. But Spurs, 17 losses. So they've got the most losses of any team that's not in the relegation
zone.
It's
mental.
Which is mental.
Mate, and Andrew's coming out and some of the things he's saying, he's like a defeated man.
Yeah.
I mean, show some fucking pride, mate.
I've not seen a post-match from him where he's not staring at the floor.
And then he's going, he's like, the footballing gods are against us, mate. They haven't shined on Tottenham Hotspur for a long time.
And we were okay, but mistakes that we've let in today.
I think he must have worked for Spurs. So he was like, between their second and third goal, I thought we looked really good. And I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, you can see you're holding four to Wolverhampton Wanderers, who, by the way, on a four-game winning streak in the Premier League, hold tight Vitor Pereira.
Yeah, yeah. What a move. We kind of were like, oh, maybe they're locked in for relegation. But
I think we both realised, like,
squad's too good to go down.
Yeah, players too good. Although, Mateus Cunha,
He was on the bench because he'd just come back from suspension.
Yeah. You know what? He's got all the talent in the world.
Bit of a dickhead.
But that fucking attitude is going to hold him back. Yeah. Like, if I'm Arsenal and Isak's off the table, and I'm looking for a striker, I'm thinking, could probably pay 60 million and get Cunha.
Mm.
I fucking wouldn't have him. I mean, he is toxic. He's got to be one of the biggest knobheads going around. And do you know what's really weird? Is that I watched a video that was released where he like went to a house and he saw this kid and it was like really nice. I thought, you seem like a nice guy. But then every other day he's just doing so wankery.
It was weird because he signed a new deal, but from what I could work out, they were going to lose. So he had like his old deal finished 2027. So if someone wanted to get him, it was going to cost about 60 mil anyway. So he signed a new deal to kind of look like the good guy.
But he got a bag for it.
And got a bag for it and demanded a release clause of 50 million in there now. So yeah, he's definitely gone in the summer. Played it really poorly. You can imagine Wolves fans aren't happy, but...
Fair. I kind of get it. But I just think, you know, I can't see any big teams really want to take a gamble on him.
I don't know. I think like...
He is like everything that Arteta's tried to get rid of at Arsenal.
Yeah, probably... Well, is it bold to say we're probably like a step above him right now? That probably
Not
bold.
In your fucking striker position,
mate. But I'd say like Man United come and get him. I think he'd be
good. Yeah, but that is the complete opposite of what they need.
But he is good, though.
He is really good.
Man United need Prem-proven good players.
But they also need people who aren't going to shy away when it gets hard. Can you imagine him and Bruno?
Double eight. On a good day, probably the best double eight in world football. On a bad day, probably the most toxic duo to ever grace the Premier League.
It could be bad. But yeah, I mean...
Ruben Amorim or Ange, who's more likely to get the sack before the end of the season?
I mean, Ruben hasn't had a transfer window.
Yeah, I see a lot of, Ruben out, Ruben out. I'm kind of like, allow him. Like, it's been bad, but...
Every manager you've had has been bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So clearly it's not just the managers.
And Ange's worse. Like, 17 losses is actually scandalous.
Yeah. I mean, like we said, Thursday night is their night. I think it's 2-2 in both games, isn't it? Lyon 2, or is it 1-1 in the Spurs game against Frankfurt?
Yeah, it might be
was
one.
Was Hugo Etiquette?
Yeah, he looks good, to be fair.
I mean, yeah, they both need results because I swear to God, if Spurs lose, Ange might be out the door by the end of the week.
Who would Spurs get in?
Your favourite, Thomas Frank.
Oh,
you've been calling for it for
I've been calling it for a time. We'll find the clips. There's been about 10 of them.
Yeah.
But I'd actually be sad about it then now. I think he's...
Yeah.
I actually don't want to stop liking him.
But at this point, it's not a step up, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually not a step
up. I like Thomas Frank, and I don't want to have to start
dramatically down the Premier League table.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, but like, who else is out there? I mean, do you go to get like Atlanta? Is it Gasperini?
Gasperini.
Atlanta, maybe. But I think you need just someone Premier League proven.
Yeah, for sure. I think Thomas Frank is just all the right answers. I know they talk about Andoni Iraola or Marco Silva. As two,
I don't mind Marco Silva. I think Andoni Iraola could be less appealing, even though I think he's a fantastic manager and he's done really well with Bournemouth. Marco Silva's got like 8 years of Premier League experience.
Yeah, I think Marco Silva's a little bit underrated.
Yeah, no, 100%. Fulham as a team have probably been underrated.
Before we round up on the Prem, Liverpool late winner, Big Verge. They were actually really poor.
After the he kicked the ball at Robertson to give the own goal.
Yeah. Robbo's had a mare as well. He got dropped this game, then came on
and scored an own goal.
So, yeah.
To be fair, the own goal's not really his fault.
No,
but Verge was absolutely walloped it in the...
I think Verge had a pretty shit game as well until the...
Yeah. I mean, so Arsenal obviously dropped points the day before.
Don't care, as long as the boys are all safe and sound before the Champions League.
Yeah. 31-year-old midfielder scored for Arsenal. Suddenly injured.
Yeah, we won't dwell
we'll talk
on that
about that in a minute.
We won't dwell on that.
But Premier League's all but wrapped up. It's a formality now, isn't it?
It is.
Liverpool 6 points, I think. To
they actually it. Could win the game. I think we play them in like 3 games time, so they actually could win the league against us, which is a bit mad.
That would be nuts.
Yeah,
I mean they could win it. Spurs, I think they've got Spurs in 2 weeks, haven't they?
Let's
so they
do
could,
that.
They could win at Spurs ground, but yeah, be interesting. But it's not really because it's basically all wrapped up.
Let's talk about Champions League. So, I think our last Champions League video was before the quarters kicked off. We did our predictions, check it out, blah, blah, blah.
I predicted Real Madrid to win, so that's not going very well.
I don't think I did, actually.
I predicted Bayern Munich to win. That's not going very well. I predicted PSG to win.
It here somewhere.
And Barcelona to win. But it's going very well.
Right, let's start with Barcelona and absolutely smash Dortmund 4-0.
That's over.
So I think for some reason... We're now favourites to win the Champions League after our match.
I think it's got to be close between but you I think and Barca it's,
I think
and PSG.
I think it's Barca for me. They look insane.
Is it Barca, PSG, then you?
I'd do that. But I get like, because I'm like apprehensive, haven't done it before, which to be fair, neither is PSG. But yeah, for me, if I'm a neutral, I'm looking at that Barca team and being like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, you've got a pretty much full strength Barca team, full strength PSG team. And then Arsenal team with a returning Bukayo Saka,
no Gabriel.
No Calafiori,
no Havertz.
Where's Ben White?
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Barcelona versus Dortmund, that looks like a formality.
Yeah, that's a formality. And I think so is probably Villa PSG.
Well,
what is that? Is that 3-0?
It's 3-1 to PSG, but they do travel to Villa Park. Can they do something? A big night under the lights.
I just can't see it happening.
I mean, PSG look great.
That PSG team,
that
Nuno
front
Mensch could be the best defender in world football.
Nuno Mensch is quality, but that front three, Désiré Doué, oh my God, what a goal he scored. Banger. Kvaratskhelia, what player.
Mm.
And then Ousmane Dembélé in form of his life.
Yeah. Désiré Doué, I saw Jed Spence talking about him on a podcast, saying that when he played with him at, was it Rennes?
Mm.
He said, like, this kid was 17 and he basically was like Ronaldinho reincarnate.
Yeah, mate.
Looks really good.
This like kind of kind of shapen PSG.
There's no, they're obviously they're star players. They're
but there's no
players.
Like dirty
but there's
egos.
there's no Messi or Neymar. There's no
Mbappe.
Like we bought them to sell shirts.
Oh my God, you see Mbappe's red card last night,
mate.
That like broke his leg.
Mate, that's got to be a 10-game ban.
Mate, ban him for the second leg against Arsenal.
I don't think it.
No, it doesn't. But UEFA needs to get involved.
He's just out of respect taking himself out of it.
That's mad. But PSG travel to Villa Park. Do you think it's done then?
Yeah, I can't see PSG team with that many big players. Midfield of Zhao.
Best midfield in the competition, I think.
Fucking Vitinha, like, they're too good. And to be fair to Villa, I wouldn't expect them to compete. They've absolutely blown all expectations away already in the Champions League.
Well, that early Morgan Rogers goal, I was thinking, oh, they're going to do a little something.
Yeah.
But then PSG kind of... That's the problem with getting a goal early, is you kind of think... oh, we can sit on that.
They've got and players then... who've come back at PSG before. Marcus Rashford.
Jeez.
Do you remember that?
Jeez.
Marcus Rashford for United. Yeah. That was a massive comeback.
I do.
That's a while ago now.
Probably the tightest game left in the competition. Inter Milan 2, Bayern Munich 1.
Yeah, Martinez doing well.
Yeah, it was a nice goal, actually. I think Inter, they're going to get through because they've got like the best defence in the tournament. And I think that's just going to see them through.
And
that's
what sort of gets them to Champions League finals or like late in the competition quite consistently.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, was it last? Who
season before last.
Season before last, yeah. I don't know why not.
Yeah, I don't know. Bayern Munich haven't like majorly impressed me at all this tournament. I think they will get this far just because they've got Harry Kane, they've got
Michael Olise is their star man at the minute, isn't it?
But I don't think there's like a good enough. I don't think company's that good a coach anyway.
So. No, I don't think so. I think is the second leg at San Siro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I mean, I could see this going either way.
Yeah, like, it's still tight.
You could never write off a team like Bayern Munich. You have Harry Kane.
Probably. That's what I'm saying. You've got killers. Yeah. So you could do something.
But yeah, be interesting that one. I think that's probably the one to watch the second leg of. But I mean,
or is the one to watch Real Madrid 0, Arsenal 3.
I mean,
we're traveling to the Bernabeu. I'm hearing rumours they're going to put the lid on the stadium to keep the atmosphere in to scare our. Shut up. Declan Rice is going to bag another free
hat-trick
kick.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Double decker.
Talk to me about Arsenal 3, Real Madrid 0.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching it and I thought for like 70% of the game, until Declan scored the first free kick, I thought, I mean, this is going to be a fucking boring 0-0. Real Madrid take it back to the Bernabeu and they can't be as bad as they are today. Because all they had was that long ball. The whole game. And it says a lot when Real Madrid conceded 3 goals, Declan Rice scores 2 free kicks, and Courtois was still the best player on the pitch.
100% that. Arsenal, obviously not going to turn my nose up at a 3-0 win. But without Courtois, should have been about 5 or 6.
Yeah, 100%.
Couple off the line. We were actually dominating them.
Yeah, and it really... I mean, Jude Bellingham, I didn't even fucking know he was on the pitch.
Well, Don rocked up to the Emirates, shirt tucked in.
Check out the ground.
Fucking Vaseline on his chest, thinking he's prime Patrick Vieira, mate.
Where was he? I mean, the midfield got bossed. Although...
By an unnamed 31.
Who won't be there, funnily enough, in Spain.
Pulled up. What injury, Arteta? Just an injury, mate.
I thought it was absolutely disgusting. How the journalists...
Oh, all of them laughing.
And Arteta. All and laughing. Everyone's sort of like, you're doing the wig. And it's like, you've got a guy who's committed a pretty serious offence here.
Heinous crime, yeah.
But you not just turn a blind eye to it, but you've like acknowledged that everyone here is turning a blind eye to it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, not gonna lie.
So yeah, not great.
We won't dwell on that too much. 3-0, can Arsenal bottle it?
Oh yeah.
Have you seen this Don on TikTok? He like does his videos in black and white. He's a Real Madrid fan, and he was like he's like Man City 2 Real Madrid 0, Real Madrid come back and win. Liverpool winning, and then Real Madrid come back and win. He does like dramatic readings of past Real Madrid comebacks. And then he closes his laptop and goes, so Arsenal, if you think...
This is over.
I'm like, shut up, you fat neek.
The Arsenal guy who's like, this is a message to the Kroenkes. Come on, man, it's fucking football, relax. But it's definitely possible. I mean,
if there's any team that it'll happen to,
who can do it.
And can do it. Like, Arsenal, bottle job, banter, mate, Champions League, laughing stock for years.
For me, I am big Mikel Arteta. I'm going 5 at the back. And I'm saying, we get to half time and it's 0-0.
Calma.
We're looking good.
Calma.
Yeah, we're looking good.
We've got going for us, I think it's 79 games out. Wallahi, this is not a jinx. If I go and jinx it by saying this...
When's the last time you've conceded 3 goals?
Yeah, we haven't conceded more than 2 in 79 games.
But you've only played Real Madrid once in the last...
So, if I've gone and jinxed it now, we're scrapping the pod.
But the problem is, like, all it takes is for, like, Mbappe to turn into prime Mbappe.
Or an early Real Madrid goal, and mate, we'll be shitting.
Mate, you're going to be leaking out of
those white shorts will be looking kind of brown.
I mean, so Mbappe.
Yeah.
Vinny Jr., yeah, Rodrigo, pocketed. Jude, like any of those could turn it on and it could get ropey. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Get to 45 minutes, get to half time, and if you haven't conceded, you're looking, because then you just play just for the out ball. You play, because they're going to put 20 man forward.
Oh, I'm getting stressed thinking about it. Let's not dwell on it too much. Let's know in the comments down below what are your predictions for the second leg of the quarters.
If you throw this away, is this the biggest bottle of all time?
Yeah, it's up there.
It's got to be.
For sure it's up there. Yeah.
Is Mikel out after that?
No, God, no. How could my guy... Oh, yeah, it's like, how could my guy get sacked? But he just beat Real Madrid 3-0.
But then he lost 4-0.
And then lost 4-0. But it's not happening. We're going through to the semis. I mean,
if Arsenal could score 3 against Madrid, Madrid could definitely score 3 against Arsenal. But at least, did you see Gorgano after when Mbappe's on the cruncher, got sent off, and he's just there puffing?
Like, oh, yeah, ban up to him. And he's busting a vape. I love
that. And they still won.
Yeah, I love
but
that.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. But yeah, let us know second leg score predictions down below. It's going to be good. We could potentially see, you know, an English team lifting the Champions League.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll be potentially PSG in the semis, who have never won the Champions League before. Arsenal in the semis, never won the Champions League before. Barca, who have been kind of shite for about a decade now.
Yeah.
Back in business. And then one of it...
Inter or Bayern.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and... Did you... So, if... So, Premier League locked in 5 places in Champions League next season already.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Villa win the Champions League...
Right.
Long if. They could potentially be 6th. And don't finish in the top 5, they could potentially be 6th. So we have 6 people in the Champions League. And if one of United or Spurs won the Europa League, we could potentially have 7 Premier League teams in the Champions League next season.
And they say the Premier League is dead.
That would fucking kill the competition.
It would.
But like, I do not want to see Spurs or Man United in the Champions
League. It'd be like watching the Premier League in the Champions League.
And what's the fucking point,
I'm sick
point,
of these teams
man.
Anyway. I don't want to see Spurs or Man United anywhere near the biggest stage.
We've already seen them play twice this season. Like,
mate, yeah, they're poo. Get them out of the league.
Check out
Classic Football Shirts. We've got a code in the description.
Use the link in the description. Code BORDRAW10 at checkout. Save yourself a little 10% off. Summer's coming thick and fast. I mean, we've enjoyed some lovely weather here. So it's time to pull out the football gloves.
Come on.
Football shirt season is here, mate. If you have enjoyed, remember to leave a like, comment and subscribe. And we'll catch you when this man will either be very happy and Arsenal will through to the semi-finals, or he might not be here next week.
It's the champions!
Because he'll be crying on his own. Thanks for watching. It's been BORDRAW.